So what does that mean?
What does everything that I just said mean?
Getting off the sidelines. What does that mean?
It's a message to students to don't just not get involved, to get involved in everything that's happening in the country, whether it be politically, socially.
Your son's college football career.
Yeah, whatever. In every kind of way. I don't know whether he's going to address that part of part of it or not.
Okay.
But mainly it's it seems like a worthwhile message that he's just sort of telling young people, you know, kind of, hey, you're the future and you got to get off the sidelines now and to fix what's broken this country. So that's what it is.
On this date in 1970, mm-hmm. 1970, Monday Night Football.
Oh, with Howard and with Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson, yeah. So.
And with who was the third person?
I don't know. Doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Was it Dandy Don?
Yeah, it may have been. Yeah,
I think so because, I think it was because Gifford took Jackson's place.
That's
I think.
It's 1970, just to make you feel old, okay? Okay, here are the numbers that I was kind of alluding to. I wanted to get them out of Matthew Watkins' article. It was in the Eagle over the weekend. Tuition fees and other Chase, this is a continuation of when you had to leave about how you budget as best you can for things, and I'm sure that you're budgeting for your kiddos' college education, as many people out there are trying to do. But then when these numbers change so radically, you end up having to do something as it gets closer and closer for them to go into the ivy-covered walls or, you know, chain-link fence or whatever. Tuition, fees, and other mandatory charges increased 84.3% from 2003 to 2009 at Texas A&M University, according to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. At the University of Texas, it's gone up 64.2%. 80% at Midwestern State in Wichita Falls, and 71% at Angelo State, 84% at A&M Corpus Christi. So, best laid plans sometimes end up in the ditch simply because the cost of doing that changes so dramatically.
All right.
You know, if I had the money and the backing, you know what? What kind of business I'd start?
What would that be?
I think I'd start Tom's Technical College. What do you think?
Tom's Technical
Tom Tech?
College?
Yeah, Tom Tech.
I like that, Tom Tech.
19?
Yeah,
19. Right.
Yeah. You know, kind of like, you know, they've got out in McClendon County, you know. I think that, because, you know, that's just, you know, people need to learn a craft. They need to learn what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Decide what they're going to be when they grow up and start learning how to be it.
Well, Blinn has done a very good job of putting together programs like that. So
uh-huh.
Their air conditioning repair, of course, they've got a nursing school that's growing as well. I mean,
exactly.
So there are many schools who are getting the message when it comes to that may be a hands-on type situation. And again, as we discussed, college may not be right for everybody. The idea is make yourself a valuable employee for whoever you go to work for. Or
whether it's right or not, it's getting to the point where it's not possible for everybody, whether it's right or not.
True,
I mean, you know, it's being determined for you whether or not it's right, unfortunately. But still, you know, you still have those opportunities to specify
Morning.
Your education.
What's up?
Will Tom Tech have a Walmart greeter class?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to find out about that.
Hey, it could be because, you know, if you want to go back to school when you're 50, you know, and learn how to be a greeter.
Let's hear it.
Because we were just talking about retirement.
Try it, Tom. Go ahead.
You need a buggy?
Right. Yeah, keep going.
You need a buggy?
Hey, if I were a Walmart greeter, I'd be really friendly. How you doing? Welcome to Walmart today. What
that
can
would
I do
freak
for
me
you?
Out.
I'm going to go in about the third day in the sixth hour of that shift and see how he's doing on that.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I
want to be the guy that goes out to the parking lot and picks up the electric buggy and brings it back in.
Yeah. Tom, it wouldn't freak me out if that was you doing that, but I'm just thinking, you walk into a Walmart, I don't know, in Arkadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, and hi!
Yeah.
Hey. Good Lord.
Scare you to death.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, I pass.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Who were you just imitating 20 years from now?
Yeah. Hey.
No, I said hi, not hi.
Holy.
He'd be in the electric buggy.
That's right.
There were three guys in a boat. Let me,
Hey, I'm just here for a styro cooler and a duct tape. Get out of my way.
That's right. I need some bait and some beer.
Beer and bait, and I'm out the door.
That's right. I'll step on you, little old guy.
See if I can buy me a pit bull in the parking lot. We'll be good.
Anyway. They're way out there on the corner. You see them way out there.
Not here anymore. But in other towns. By the way, Walmart is looking to open in smaller in urban areas, smaller stores. They announced that. They're going to be called what? Small Marts?
I heard what you did there.
Very good.
You want a regular cart or one with a squeaky wheel?
That's what they could do. They could charge premium for carts that actually have four operational wheels.
Hello?
Right. Like a wobbler?
Yeah, I just want to start me a school for rich playboy millionaires, $100,000 a head.
That's not a bad idea right there.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what you teach them at that point.
Well, go ahead and front load just all 4 years. Just pay it as they walk in the door. We'll settle up later
on. I want to teach lab at that school.
We'll get your fees later, but let's just go for that. That'd be just fine. So we have new. Did y'all watch any of the new TV shows last night?
No. What was on? Well, no, I didn't. There was one on that I can't remember the name of.
Grab another call here real quick. Hey,
good morning, and don't forget that Tom's Technical College. You got to have that extra special underwater basket weaving.
There you go.
Absolutely, because we will have
Tom Tech. I like that.
That's right.
Tom Tech. That works. Can you see that picture of him as Dean? or Chancellor? Chancellor or Tom Tech?
Oh, I could see me as Dean Wormer, couldn't you?
giving the worldly advice that all young people have learned at some point in their career.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Thank you, sir.
You all are good. I say Dean Wormer, and you all are ready.
Right there.
How do you all do that?
That's Chase.
That's Chase.
I drop a little filler in there, and
you just give him a second.
Chase
to get
knocks
ready.
It out of the park. What can I say?
I have seven tabs of sound effects to choose from, all of which have 36 sound effects on each page. So I'm frantically looking through each one.
Which, by the way, makes him qualified for no other job.
Absolutely
just
not.
Just so you know, it's a special skill set.
Once again, when Mr. Hicks sells this radio station, I am.
We're just going to be doing well. Once again, Walmart, right? Well,
but that's just it. All three of us are going to be fighting for the same job. Oh, and they're going to give it to the young guy, right?
That's right.
That's all right. I'll go to Navasota. I'll show you guys.
Anyway, so I don't know. There were two shows last night that I happened to watch. One was called The Event.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that on last night?
That was on last night. That was interesting. Well, go find it on Hulu because it's NBC. Yeah. And so that was okay. And then we watched a show called The Chase. And I, you know, once again, in honor of Chase, even though it's spelled wrong, you know, I wanted to be able to watch that. It was based in Houston, so you'd like to be able to do that. They mentioned Odessa in the show. Also, they were talking about some sort of, I think, illegal weapon, and he asked where he got it, and they were loading it. Oh, where they got the vehicle, I guess, is what it was, because it was a Cadillac Escalade that they had gotten, I think, from some drug dealers or something. And he either said Robertson, okay, which made me think Booger Canny, or let's see, who are the there was another town that wasn't Richards, but there was another town, and I don't know that if he didn't say, you know, Robertson, and of course there's no Robertson, Texas, to my knowledge. But anyway, the show was horrible. It was just and it's a Jerry Bruckheimer show. So we'll give
him can make a stinker.
Give him another shot. So tonight shows that you know the Biggest Loser premieres tonight, and of course Glee tonight. But new ones, Life Unexpected. That's on CW. I guess we get that right. Running Wild with Will Arnett. That's a new one. And then Detroit 187, which looks interesting. It's on ABC. Michael Imperioli.
From The Sopranos
is in that. So anyhow, that's a gritty cop show.
Well, 187 is the old code for a homicide.
Yeah, and that's it. It's Detroit's 187,
which is about
homicide
every 6.5 seconds in Detroit.
Probably so. That's right. So anyway, those are apparently the shows that are premiering tonight. So if you want to capture that or you know, sit down and watch it. Hello.
Didn't anybody watch Y5O?
Was that on last night? I had zero interest in
Did you
watch it?
Yes, I did. I thought it was pretty good. It was different enough than the original. And I like the actor, the main actor that's playing McGarrett's part, because I liked him when he was doing that vampire thing.
All right.
But I thought he was in a weird show with that one. But
how many times did he say book him, Dano?
Only once.
Yeah.
Luckily, only once.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Is the guy, caller, is he gone?
I dumped him. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, no, I was just, the reason I'm interested is because one of the stars was my one of my favorite characters on Lost, so I just always got to watch
Chase. Oh, I was thinking that too. Matters. Remember that? Yeah. Remember that, Chase? I was thinking the exact same
thing. Okay, so two guys that didn't watch Lost.
Yeah. We're the only two in Brazos County.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There you go. All right.